Every single county in New York saw an increase in sales taxes from the first part of 2021 compared to this time last year, except for Oswego County. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
More than a year out from the pandemic, New York's economy is roaring back to life. Sales tax collections statewide in April were more than 45% improved from April 2020, and the growth is widespread. January to May collections are up 17.5% in Onondaga County, 15% in Oneida County, and 20% in Jefferson County. Meanwhile, Oswego County is down 2.6%. But Michael Treadwell, CEO of the Oswego County Industrial Development Agency, believes these figures are misleading.
I don't view it as negative because I think the reason we didn't have the same percentage increase is because we didn't drop as low as most of the other counties in New York State.
Treadwell notes that Oswego County's unemployment rate was lower than New York's throughout the pandemic, and that the loss of businesses there was not as stark as it was in other parts of the state during 2020, like in New York City. Still, Treadwell acknowledges that Oswego County took its share of losses during the pandemic, specifically the tourism industry that makes up a big part of its economy, as well as other sectors like manufacturing. There is reason to believe, though, that things may be changing in Oswego County, even if the sales tax figures don't reflect it yet.
We are, as an economic development organization, seeing a lot of activity, recent activity in the last two or three months on many, many projects that have been on hold or are now moving back.
Treadwell notes that Fulton is finally moving forward with its downtown revitalization grants, and he says there are new restaurants and a flurry of construction happening in the city of Oswego, where sales tax collections were up 61% in April. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.